اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we're going to listen to another recitation of Brother Qasim Muqaddami, the excellent Iranian reciter. He's going to recite verses 1 to 10 of Surah At-Tariq.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسائر والطارق.
الله الله أكبر.
وما أدراك ما الطارق. النجم الثاقب. إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ.
الله.
فاليوم فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق. خلق من ماء دافق.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. أحسن. الله الله الله.
خلق من Oh, يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 1 to 10 of Surah At-Tariq, recited by Brother Qasim Muqaddami, the Iranian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was the fifth part of the recitation of Brother Qasim Muqaddami, and the next part is going to be the final part. And we're going to move on to another recitation by another reciter. So he recites Surah At-Tariq, verses 1 to 10. This is one of the short chapters of the Quran. And usually at the end, towards the end of a recitation, reciters of the Quran, they recite one, two, or a few verses, actually a few chapters, short chapters of the Quran, such as Surah Tariq, Surah At-Tin, Surah, for example, Al-Kawthar, Al-Qadr. And in the next part of this recitation, we're going to listen to Surah Quraysh by this reciter, Brother Qasim Muqaddami. Now the rules of Tajweed.
Good idea.
Notice how Brother Muqaddami, he reads the Bismillah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. You have to make sure that we have the tapping sound and the continuation of the ra, which is the dragging of the tongue backward toward the place of articulation of ya. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Yeah. If you say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, is that correct?
No. That's close to English R.
Yes, that's an approximate. And we don't have that in Arabic.
There should be the tapping sound, as you said.
Sometimes, some reciters, they only make the dragging sound. They don't apply the tapping sound. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Which is probably not correct. We have to hear both. The tapping sound actually, first. If you say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, or for example Marrah, it's not an approximant. It's a ra that's in between the correct ra with the tapping and the approximant ra. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure that you don't skip the first stage of pronouncing ra.
And on the other side, we shouldn't make a trilling sound.
Exactly. That's another point. And it doesn't make a difference whether ra is mufakham or muraqqaq. You still have to pronounce it with this method. For example,
the trilling sound from something like ar-Rahman.
Yeah, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim is incorrect. Or for example, sometimes ra is muraqqaq and it has tashdeed. For example,
it should be pronounced thinly, you mean?
Thinly, but with the same method. Dhurriya. Dhurriya. We have the tapping sound followed by the dragging. Dhurriya. And we don't say dhurriya.
Still, we have shadda.
And we don't say dhurriya either. Mm-hmm. Dhurriya. And the first verse of this surah, we have a matul muttasil at the beginning. Wassamai wattariq. So you have to lengthen it to four or five vowel counts, and Brother Qasim Muqaddami is lengthening it to five vowel counts. وَالطَّارِقَ. The ta has the highest level of tafkhim.
Thickness.
Yes. And as you know, ta has the strongest characteristics. It's the strongest consonant.
Actually.
Yeah. طَارِق has all the strong characters. It has إطباق, استعلاء, شدة, جهر.
By إطباق, you mean the shape of the tongue takes the shape of the roof of the mouth.
Yes. طارق.
And the root of the tongue is raised, so it has isti'la.
Yeah. That way it causes tafkhim.
Yeah. By shadda, we mean it is a stop or plosive.
Yeah. And with jahr?
And with jahr, we mean it is voiced.
Yeah. But take care that ta is not a dal with tafkhim, because ta and dal, even though their place of articulation is very close, ta is still different. Ta. So we have to make sure that ta is a ta with tafkhim and also jahr.
Ta.
Ta. So if you say da, 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 you're pronouncing a dal with tafkhim, and that's incorrect. So we have to make sure it's a ta that is voiced and also has tafkhim.
Yes. The body of the tongue raised.
Yes. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ We have مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصُلُ in the second verse. النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ In the third verse, we have قَلْقَلَ on the letter جِيم of the word النَّجْمُ.
نَجْمُ. Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We talked about merits of recitation of the Quran yesterday, and we have a follow-up today about a concept which is mentioned in the Quran, and that is حق التلاوة. There is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. According to this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, وَيَتَمَثَّلُونَ قَصَصَهُ When they read the stories of the Quran, these stories are not only for some information. It's not the book of history. Quran is not to educate us about history only. Or it's not for entertainment. These stories are stories full of lessons for life. So when we read stories, we should see what these stories suggest to us today. There are lots of lessons, especially some stories, for example, you know, a story of Bani Israel, you know, we have hadith that you will follow their path, حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ Why Allah so many times talks about, because there are many aspects of their life that would also be applicable to us. So when you read the stories of the Quran, حق التلاوة means you try to understand lessons and apply to your life. وَيَعْتَبِرُونَ أَمْثَالَهُ There are also some mathal in the Quran, some parables. In addition to stories, we have also mathal. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ نُورَهِ كَمِشْكَاتِ Or for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the example of haq and batil as flood coming, and batil is just the bubbles. Or makes the example of a fly, ba'udha, that when take something, you cannot take it from the ba'udha back. So there are many amthal. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرَبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ Why? So that we take ibrah, ya'tabirun. We take lessons from those parables. وَيَأْتُونَ أَوَامِرَهُ وَيَجْتَنِبُونَ نَوَاهِيَهُ Whatever Quran commands, they do it. Whatever Quran prohibits, they stop. They refrain.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio at irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن